Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings from Miami, Florida. It's 9909. Interesting run of numbers. There'll be a lot of people talking about that throughout the day. There's a lot of buzzing about it on Twitter and Facebook and various online outlets. So a lot of people connect the numbers and the symbolism. Just read a report on the 9 top marketing activities for internet marketers. There'll be a lot of that type of activity. This is Eco Lounge. I'm Ken English. I'm in Miami, Florida. This program is focused on the water side, and today I'm going to take a look at the DEMA convention coming up in November, the 4th through the 7th in Orlando, Florida. I'll be bringing a little information about DEMA, and hopefully in coming weeks have some interviews with people involved, including Tom Ingram, the executive director of the DEMA organization, and some of the exhibitors, the people who are going to be there. Obviously, it's focused on the Dive Equipment Marketing Association, perhaps not so obviously, but that's what DEMA stands for, D-E-M-A. You can find out more online by going to demashow.com. It's the official website for the convention itself. It's coming up the 4th through the 7th of November in Orlando, Florida. It's open to people involved in the dive industry, retail outlets, manufacturers, travel-related businesses. It's really the only trade show that's focused on the industry itself. It's for adventure water sports, travel, and most specifically, the scuba diving industry. I'll be highlighting some of the activities that are taking place during the event in a couple of minutes, including touching on some of the various seminars that will be open to the people who are attending the convention. I'm also going to spend a little bit of time on the front page of X-Ray Magazine, xray-mag.com. It's the first and largest now digital publication. It started as a digital dive magazine. It's not printed. It's only available online. Every 8 weeks, a new edition comes out. And subsequent and during, before and after the new edition, the website itself, xray-mag.com, has a lot of the stories that are in highlight format. Stories in the magazine are much more of a magazine approach, several hundred words, large pictures, a lot of things that are to expect from a quality magazine. But this is digital. And what it brings to the table, as well as this beautiful color format in the text, is the opportunity to integrate into it audio and video. On the platform on xraymag.com, there'll be a widget. There has been in the past, and we'll get it back on there because we took a little time off during the summer. But this program's widget for the Eco Lounge program will be on X-Ray Magazine, so that you'll be able to listen to some of the interviews and the people as we get a little bit further toward the DEMA convention, and certainly after that as well. Third topic that I'm going to touch on today is the Eco Guides. ecoguides.info, produced by Ocean Realm Media. The current edition, or the project it's being worked on, is for the Florida Keys, Eco Guide to the Florida Keys. They're wrapping up the initial phase, which is the sales and the development of information. You could call it pre-production. Over the next couple of months, that information will be processed and put into a format. Many of the stories and a lot of the basic information is online now, ecoguides, with an S, .info. You could find out a little bit about the advertisers and the people in the Florida Keys. But that information will be bound into a print publication that will be distributed at hotels and various trade shows. Publisher Richard Stewart goes to a number of shows, including the DEMA convention that's coming up. But afterwards, there's a series of adventure sports shows. And that's really the primary focus, the distribution to people who are interested in the unique application of ecotourism, adventure tourism, and the like. Anyway, this is Ken English, and you're listening to Eco Alert 888-344-9909. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes to start talking a little bit more about the Demon Convention.
Are you looking for a new direction? Are you tired of working for someone else? Would you like a career that has meaning? Consider becoming a hypnosis professional. Let Lawrence Miller, a hypnosis instructor certified by the National Guild of Hypnotists, teach you the basics. 100 hours of training, and you can begin a new career. Continuing education prepares you for clients with a wide range of emotional issues. Most decisions people make as adults are influenced by perceptions established as a child. If you are unhappy with where you are today, emotionally and financially, you need to open the door to your subconscious mind and reframe past experiences. As a trained hypnosis professional, you can help yourself and your clients achieve more by reprogramming your mind. It's never too late to change unwanted behavior. Control over smoking, weight, poor performance, fear, and anxiety resides in your subconscious mind. If you'd like to know more, call Lawrence Miller at 951-970-7868. He can help you reach your potential by helping you reach inside and talk to your subconscious mind. For a new outlook on life, consider becoming a hypnosis professional. The School for Hypnosis, Temecula, California. Lawrence Miller, founder. 951-970-7868.
This is Ken English, and you're listening to Eco Lounge. Eco Lounge is coming to you from Miami, Florida. Miami, Florida is the gateway to the Florida Keys. It's also an eco destination of its own, although it's better known for its nightlife and its restaurant activities. In the coming months, I'm going to be pulling together some information that's focused on the environmental side of Miami-Dade County. For the last almost 20 years now, it's hard to believe it's been that long, but I've been working on projects that are dealing with the water side. The county itself, Miami-Dade County, has a very interesting artificial reef program. In the late 80s and 90s, it was a very active artificial reef program. It certainly quieted down over the last decade. There hasn't been a whole lot of activity. Part of it is funding issues. Part of it is just the bigger plan of the environment and the way things work. But in its heyday, when it started in the late 1980s, under the direction of Ben Moskoff, when I got involved, I was in the travel business at that time, working for an agency looking for something different to promote. And I came across nearby in the strip center that the travel agency was in, there was also a dive store. And although I had been certified when I was younger, I hadn't been too active, but I had an interest in the water side. And I thought, well, maybe we could do some dive travel. And at that time, there was an effort to raise money to acquire a former submarine, sitting up in mothballs up in a river in the Northeast. And I thought that was a really exotic project and something that was worthwhile. So I got involved at that point. The submarine never took hold. It became a very costly proposition in the 1940s when they were building those kind of ships, submarines and ships of the 40s and 50s. PCBs were used for insulation purposes. And so the cleanup became an astronomical cost and a problem that to this day plagues people who want to do artificial reefs and create projects of that nature. The cleanup far outweighs the cost of any other element. The government generally gives away scrap vessels. There is a cost of towing to a certain point, but the cleanup is just a very expensive process. So that becomes a problem, although DEMA as an organization, the Dive Equipment Marketing Organization, has gotten together with some environmental organizations and other dive promotion groups, and they've created a ships to reef project. We'll be following that a little bit more as we get along, talking about some of the different Ships to Reef initiatives that have taken place. But to get on to the DEMA convention that's coming up on November 4th is the day that it opens up officially. And there's a series of workshops that people are going to be able to get involved with that are there. And I'm going to highlight some of them and maybe get a little bit more into it as we get closer to the event itself. The first one is of particular interest because this platform, Blog Talk Radio, is part of the Web 2.0 technology. The Internet has evolved and continues to do so. It's a very dynamic marketing platform and communication channel. And so people who got involved in the Internet a few years ago, if you have a website, if your business has a website, and you haven't made any changes to it, or you haven't got along with the times or gone along with the times, you're going to be left in the proverbial dust. The Web 2.0, the second generation of the web, started a few years ago with the introduction of a site called Classmates. From there, it evolved into MySpace and then Facebook, which is now the dominant player in social media. More than 150 million people around the world have a Facebook account. New entries in the last couple of years include Twitter. Twitter is a fascinating communication tool. A lot of the business people that I talk to think it's a silly thing. It sounds silly, Twitter and all that. You tweet and do stuff like that. Well, when you start to get into it a little bit deeper and you recognize that it's really a communication channel between people who have an interest in similar topics, like-minded individuals. If you are a gatherer of information and you like to share that with people, then Twitter is a great way of doing it because in a very quick fashion, 140 characters, you can communicate a quick message, provide a link to a topic or a site that you want people to go to, and the people who are subscribing to your information, following you essentially as the term goes, they have direct access. They're finding topics that they're not normally finding. One of these shows, over the last couple of years in particular, I've started to develop the production side of Blog Talk Radio. I'm doing a series of shows for a variety of people now, and part of that is because it's a little bit complicated on the setup and the actual implementation of the show, but Blog Talk Radio makes it very simple. On its most base level, you simply call a phone number in New York at a specific time once you've established an account, and the computer is activated, and this conversation, just as I'm doing right now, is streaming across the Internet. The key to it is that you don't have to be listening right now live as the show is going on. You can listen tomorrow, the next week, at some point in time when you actually come across the program because it's been indexed by Google. If it's keyworded properly, if there's a unique opportunity that you have here with blogging in the Blog Talk Radio platform, if you blog out some information and it's connected to your show, it will rank. I like to say you can talk your way to the top of Google. It's not an easy process. It's not a magic formula. It's not something that happens overnight. But you can develop a program. You can certainly develop an audience. It just doesn't come automatically. You set up an account, and if you have an email list and you actively work on sending those people information about the show, if they read what you write, they're certainly going to be interested in hearing what you have to say or what your guests have to say. And really, that's the beauty of this. You don't have to do the monologue as I'm doing right now. You can have guests call in, and you can talk to a number of people about different topics. If you're specific and you want to stay in the area of water sports and the water side, then the topics are dealing with scuba diving and snorkeling, adventure travel, things that are connected by water. If you're more inclined to go into intellectual areas, such as books and topics of that nature, you can have authors who have written books be your guest. They'll do most of the talking. All you have to do is ask a couple questions. It's a very simple process to actually implement once you understand it. Like most things, it's easy once you know how it's done. Until then, though, it's a little bit more complicated. I was asked on several occasions if I could put what I talked about on, well, we'll call it on paper, essentially a digital publication, ebook. And so I did, and it's called Blog Talk Radio Made Easy. If you go to blogtalkradiomadeeasy.com, you'll find some information about the book itself and an opportunity to invest $27 in it, and it'll pull together the information that's available on the Blog Talk Radio site, but it's all in one place, and it'll shorten the learning curve because you can look at screen captures and you can read a little bit of an explanation. When I first put the book out, it was intended to go in October of 2008 when I was making a presentation for a Mark Hendricks ISS seminar workshop in Atlanta. Did the presentation, had a slideshow, PowerPoint slides all together. It went very nicely. I thought I was all done with it. A couple months later, beginning of January, I woke up one morning to do a show and everything had changed. The Blog Talk Radio platform's user interface was very different. While the technology stayed in place, the way you accessed it changed. So I had to redo the slides and I had to redo the ebook. And when I finally released that in February, I thought I was done. A little bit after that, Blog Talk Radio introduces tweeting process. You can, with Twitter, you can tweet from the show switchboard. The switchboard has a tweet this button. That was new. They also provided access to Facebook and Twitter on a more connecting basis so that in advance of this particular show or any show that you're doing, it's tweeted out to the people who are on your contact list. It's pasted to your wall in Facebook. And there is a social mechanism in the platform itself that you can link to one or dozen of social platforms that you might belong to. One of the shows that I'm doing is on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time with Dr. Ron Capps. Dr. Capps is known as the niche prof. And what that show is focused on is social media, and he talks a lot about the changes that are going on. But he's brought to my attention and to the attention of the people who listen to that particular show a platform called Ping, P-I-N-G dot F-M. If you are a user of several platforms, MySpace and Twitter and Facebook and others, and there are many others out there, you can register those through the ping.fm platform and post one time to Ping, and it's automatically posted to the other ones that you subscribe to. So it becomes, Dr. Capps likes to say, an economy of action. Well, that is part of what we're doing here. We're talking about internet marketing. We're talking about a number of topics that all relate back to the topic at hand, which is the water side and the Dema convention. The internet is not optional as the first seminar that's offered on Wednesday, November the 4th, subtitled The Efficient Economics of Acquiring New Customers Through Online Marketing. Managing a successful dive business today means understanding that online marketing is not optional. This session will keep you up to date on where to and how to engage divers online and how to leverage the Be a Diver campaign in the process. Digital marketing guru Jason Heller is back to provide attendees with updated stats on the market and real-world knowledge that they need to be successful online. Jason Heller is the founder and CEO of DiveFotoGuide.com. He's also one of the founders of the Underwater Network, of which Peter Symes, the publisher of X-Ray Magazine, is a co-founding member. And we'll talk a little bit about the Underwater Network in just a minute when in the segment that's going to focus on X-Ray Magazine. Other topics that will be addressed on Wednesday, November the 4th, include Sell More by Understanding Your Customer's Buying Style, put on by Patty Vogan, president of Victory Coaching. Also, another approach to the internet, using web-based video to promote your diving business. This is a must-attend session if you're interested in promoting your business using social media marketing and learning how to harness the power of video. We're in the age of multimedia and are experiencing a technological revolution where viewers actively click on what they want to watch. They are in control. Social media marketing is a new way to reach target markets, and it's free, and it's easy once you understand the tools you need to get involved. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, and Vimeo are surefire ways to create maximum exposure. In addition to other dive industry-related sites, in that particular session, you'll learn the basics of how to get a viral program started and why it's important to develop a strategy before you begin. Here's some incredible success stories and walk away with tips and tricks on how to brand your internet videos, get a team involved, use video blogs, websites to spread the word about your business, and how to get your existing customers involved to help you create viral videos. Annie Crawley, CEO of Dive Into Your Imagination, is the speaker at that particular program. Out of the first three, there's two that are on internet-related activities. So you know that that is a topic of concern within the dive industry. Not enough of the scuba diving professionals, the people who run the retail businesses, understand how the internet works. It's no longer sufficient to simply have a website. Every retail dive store has a website. Not all are effective. And that's the purpose of these seminars and these workshops. Also on the fourth, ideas to improve your sales through tough economic times, presented by Jerry Ross, Executive Director of the Disney Entrepreneur Center. And the last one on that particular day, the 4th of November, is putting more feet in the fins in your market. And it's focused, the presentation is Larry Mercereau, President of Promo Power LLC, really talking about two kinds of people in the world, those who love to dive and those who haven't experienced it yet. And basically we're talking that less than 2% of the general population has completed certification. So there's a huge number of people who have the potential out there. We'll talk a little bit more about the November 5th and 6th seminars that are coming up in just a minute. You're listening to Eco Lounge. I'm in Miami, Florida. I'm Ken English. I'm the producer and host. I'm also the Blog Talk Radio guy. I'm producing a number of shows for different outlets, including Operation Greenleaves, a 501c3 organization focused on the environmental reestablishment of Haiti, planting trees in particular. Haiti has lost 99% of its tree cover, and it's an environmental catastrophe that's on the edge of happening. It's happening right now. I mean, on the edge of really ending the country as people could actually live there. Every time it rains, the remaining topsoil from the mountains is washed into the valleys and low-lying areas. What gets into the ocean? Well, it silts over the fringing reef. So the problems of Haiti are not just in the city that most people read about with extreme poverty and lack of jobs and a very unstable government. Hopefully the current government that's in place now is able to do something about some of the social issues, but they really need to address the environmental issues. And that's what an organization like Operation Greenleaves does on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Nadine Patrice is the executive director. She invites guests to her show, Eco Alert with Nadine Patrice, and I produce it for her. On my computer, I log in and bring up the screen. She calls in the guest number. Her guests call in that same number. I connect them, and we're all connected to the Blog Talk Radio servers. Works out very well. It's efficient, and it's powerful. We've had emails come in from Sweden, certainly emails from Haiti, people in Canada and other parts of the North American continent are listening to the show. It's really quite fascinating what internet radio and communications can do. With that, I'm going to take a brief break, and I'll be right back. This is Ken English, Eco Alert, Miami, Florida. I'm the Blog Talk Radio guy, and I'll be back in just a minute. Every Monday and Friday night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Master of the Mind with Lawrence Miller is on the air on Blog Talk Radio. We talk about the feeling words, the words that create negative emotions, and how you can counteract them and create some positive emotions. Master of the Mind on blogtalkradio.com. 11:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And you can check out online, masterofthemind.org. Find out a little bit more about how you could become a professional in the area of hypnotherapy, something that baby boomers and people who are looking for a new career might consider. When you think of a hypnotist, you tend to think of a Las Vegas show act. And while many of the professionals who counsel people through hypnotism do perform on stage, the purpose of it is to really call attention to the power of the mind and how things are changing rapidly when you change your attitude.
Did you know that you can talk your way onto Google's first page? I'm Ken English, the Blog Talk Radio guy. Check out my new book at blogtalkradiomadeeasy.com. blogtalkradiomadeeasy.com. Joey's Cafe, 2506 Northwest 2nd Avenue, in the Wynwood Arts District of Miami. Eclectic menu, 80-bottle wine cellar, outdoor patio. 305-438-0488, 305-438-0488, joeyswynwood.com, joeyswynwood.com.
The world's first digital publication was X-ray on the dive industry was X-ray Magazine, xray-mag.com online. Over the last 4 years, Peter Climes, who's in Copenhagen, Denmark, has evolved the publication into a straight online publication. Every 8 weeks, a new edition comes out. The current edition is number 31. So he's been a very busy person. He comes over to the United States on occasion, certainly for the DEMA convention. He'll be in Orlando talking to many people, the exhibitors there, about getting involved in a digital publication. It's a little bit difficult, and it has been difficult at the beginning, to understand how the internet really worked. But now they do. If two out of the first three seminars that are scheduled for the DEMA convention are dealing with internet and online marketing, then the obvious extension of that is that more people are starting to understand it from a business standpoint, and people involved in the retail dive business are starting to know that their readers, their clients, are reading things online. Statistics are staggering for the number of people who read blogs. The number of blog posts that are done. Recently, there was a study released that said 900,000 blog posts were done in a 24-hour period, or on an average are done in a 24-hour period. That's a staggering number. But X-Ray Magazine on the website right now, xray-mag.com, the lead story is from Bulgaria. Bulgaria is planning to sink a former communist leader's aircraft into the Black Sea. The Russian-made Tu-154 aircraft used by Bulgaria's late communist leader, Todor Zhukov, will soon become an artificial reef in the waters of the Black Sea. Also, topics on X-Ray Magazine, they vary from the environmental side of turtle nesting, a report from the Leatherback Beach in Papua, Indonesia, where Larry McKenna is leading the effort to protect the remaining leatherback turtles. Did you know at any given time there's more than 4 million, it's estimated that there's more than 4 million hooks in the Pacific Ocean dredging for anything that's moving? What it's hooking as a byproduct are leatherback turtles that are in an extremely precarious position on the edge of extinction. They're big, they're slow, and they just get caught by these hooks. They're not useful as food. They're not useful for anything, except that they, in their food chain process, clean up jellyfish and other members of the marine environment. They keep them in check. So there's a need for these species. Larry McKenna, you know, through his Leatherback organization, has mounted several efforts and is trying to raise money and certainly awareness so that there's more of these creatures can live. Also, there's some good news that southern right whales are returning to breed in Tasmanian waters. Scientists have found a new species in a cave in Mexico. Huge amounts of plastic debris are in the Pacific. So that's the downside. There's so much that's being discovered that we are, as people, ruining the ocean and the environment. We're overfishing, we're shark finning, and just can't get over the shark finning mentality that, you know, we are catching estimates of place at around 100 million sharks a year. How long can that possibly go on? Anyway, the Dive Equipment Marketing Association is one of the venues at the convention to talk about those type of things. A couple of years ago, Ocean Realm Media put together a little conference that I was part of called The State of the Oceans. And that's a conversation that took place among several organizations that are committed to these particular issues that don't get front page exposure. And they're battling on a lower key basis, trying to call attention to some very serious issues. You can check out X-Ray Magazine online at xray-mag.com. A quick look at the calendar on the publication says that on October 24th, Divescapes Conference is coming to Calgary, Alberta, Canada. On the 29th of October, the 36th World Festival of Underwater Pictures is going to be in Marseille, France. DEMA 2009 is taking place the 4th of November through the 7th in Orlando, Florida at the Convention Center. Starting at the 9th of November 2009, World of Underwater Images, Iliat in the Red Sea in Israel is going to take place. That's the 9th of November. The 23rd of January 2010, the German dive show Boot 2010 will take place in Dusseldorf. Peter Simes is usually there. And what we've been trying to do, and we'll be working on starting with the DEMA convention, is hooking up, utilizing the Blog Talk Radio platform and broadcasting information on the Internet from the convention center or adjacent areas. Sometimes in the convention center, it's difficult to get a signal out. Unfortunately, at many of these shows, the cost of Internet access is extremely high, you know, and it penalizes people who want to use computers inside the convention center. And so much more information is now readily available online that there needs to be some adjusting in the pricing. I don't know how it's going to play out at DEMA this year, but certainly there are many free access points and opportunities to do internet radio and the communication, including the producing of video and uploading to YouTube as well. In February of this year, Peter Simes and I were in Chicago at the Our World Underwater Show, and we did a number of just impromptu video interviews and put them on the Vidler, VIDDLER.com platform. And people are still able to look at and hear people from various destinations in the Pacific, people who represent different equipment manufacturers and dive destinations. That information went live onto the Vidler platform, where it's now resident, and people can find it and listen to it as well. So we'll be experimenting with some different things. My own approaches and my own suggestion is that we would do a lot more of the internet programming. Leading up to the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, which took place in August the 7th through the 9th, there was a series of radio programs on a daily basis starting the 22nd of July and ending on the 14th of August, so it bookended or bracketed the convention. Each day at 10 a.m., Elson Eldridge Jr., who is the coordinator of the convention, would interview a speaker, one of the presenters at the convention, and they spoke for about an hour doing interviews about how they utilized hypnosis in their practice. Very insightful and very educational. But all of those programs are still online, and they're still available. If you'd like to know a little more about hypnosis and various elements of it, you can access that at Blog Talk Radio Guy, blogtalkradioguy.com. There's a link on the right-hand side for the National Guild of Hypnotists. It's called the Hypnotist Show Archive. And it'll open up a page that has all of the widgets, all the Blog Talk Radio widgets for the individual shows. And that's the approach that we're working toward in doing for DEMA, that we would be able to, in the week or so leading up to the convention, start a series of programs that would continue during the convention, and then at the for a few days following it, more wrap-up information. We'll be able to talk to people from around the world as the exhibitors. There's many speakers, as you just heard, Jason Heller and several other people are conducting seminars and workshops. So all of those people, not only are they articulate, but they're knowledgeable, and they would have an opportunity to talk about their presentations. So we're working on that as well. We'll see how that comes along. Back to the X-Ray Magazine website. You can check it out online now, x-ray-mag.com. And there's a number of outside videos that are being fed in, not only from YouTube and other video sharing sites, but videos that are being created specifically for the X-Ray platform. There's information on science and training, technical diving, wrecks and archaeology, jellyfish, turtles, ecology, marine mammals, sharks and rays, and that's just scratching the basic surface of X-Ray Magazine. Produced by Peter Symes in Copenhagen, Denmark, it's free. You just need to register, and each time there's an update, he'll notify you by email, and you can go and download the publication. You can go and download it now. Number 31 is the current edition, and it's online. It focuses on East Africa, and many of the all of the previous issues are available online too in the archives, so you can go back and check out and see what it is you might have missed. Many destinations around the world that people don't even know exist. And it's really quite fascinating. Peter was in Borneo recently, so a lot of stories will be developing from there. The current edition, which has a focus on East Africa, Botswana, Tanzania, and Mozambique. In the East Africa area, different topics such as salmon that swim in Paris again, marine protected areas in the Pacific, Scandinavia, Brazil, and elsewhere. A record diver, Pascal Bernabes, Anatomy of a Deep Exploration. The Scapa Flow by Lawson Wood. Sharks are also teenagers. The Skokum Chuck Rapids, Seeing Wrecks with Sound. Photographing Caves, Japanese-Brazilian artist Marcelo Tatsuashi Kato. All of those topics and many more are included in edition number 31, a feature story on Tanzania, great photography across the flatlands and into the mountains and the rain, the mountains which are shrouded in fog. Salmon returning to Paris is an interesting story talking about how the rivers are being cleaned up a little bit. Again, all of these stories are accompanied by pictorial displays and general information sidebars. So it's available for free. You can check it out online at x-ray-mag.com. And every 8 weeks, there's a new publication. So you can check all of the past editions out that are online, as well as get set up for the new one simply by registering. It's a great opportunity to learn about the water side on X-Ray Mag. This is Ken English. I'll be right back. Equipment, North Miami, Florida.
located between I-95 and the Florida Turnpike, just north of the Golden Glades Interchange. 305-690-9998. Consignment sales and storage for trucks, trailers, and a wide range of transportation equipment. 24-foot aluminum dump trailer, 40 to 45-foot strict extendable chassis, 20-foot steel shipping-grade containers, watertight, and ventilated. Econo Equipment, Miami, 305-690-9998. Foot reefer container, 30-foot trail cove flatbed trailer, 5,000-pound Alice Chalmers forklift, 23,500-pound Heister forklift. Chevy dual one-ton pickup truck. Econo Equipment, 305-690-9998. 54-passenger bus, 96 Mercedes, 320 SL. 48-foot Great Dane Reefer trailers. Mobile doctor's office, trailer with Diasonics, MRI, and Onan Cummins generator. 305-690-9998. Ask for Joe Perez. 305-690-9998. If you need financing, ask for Wallace. EconoEquipment.com, Miami, Florida. Do you know how to use a blog, a microblog, online video, Blog Talk Radio, or other Web 2.0 applications? If not, then you need to enroll in the School of Social Marketing. Let the Niche Prophet and his friends teach you how to use the Internet more effectively. Check out theschoolofsocialmarketing.com. Schoolofsocialmarketing.com. Enroll today. You're listening to Eco Lounge with Ken Ingram. Eco Lounge is focused on the water side. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The idea is to talk about the water side. Today, I'm taking a look at the FEMA convention coming up November 7th in Orlando. Talk a little bit about X-ray magazine. XRAI hashtag on the top. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about eco guidance. The current project for eco guides is the Florida Keys. The Eco Guide to the Florida Keys is being worked on now through the remainder of this month, and then it'll be turned into a production mode. The publication itself will focus attention on the Florida Keys. Florida Keys are known by many people as a dive and water sports destination. There's a lot of environmental awareness going on in the Keys now. Certainly the Eco Guide, is the purpose of it is to call attention to what's going on.
Eco Guides is a production of the Ocean Realm Media Group. The first one was Eco Guide to Volusia County, focused on the New Smyrna Beach area in Florida. And that was really the pilot project, an opportunity to pull together some information on a little known area of New Smyrna Beach, and that's along the intercoastal waterway. It has quite an estuary system, a lot of marine life, a lot of activity that people really didn't know much about. It. People know about the ocean, but they don't really know much about the inland side. And that was where the idea really began to develop. The next one is the Florida Keys. Richard Stewart, who is the publisher, was at a convention, the Adventure Sports Series last year, and he was passing out the Eco Guide to Volusia County, and people from the Florida Keys expressed an interest. So after the convention, he went down and met with people in Key West, and they decided that they would help in terms of promotion of an activity called the Eco Guide to the Florida Keys, and that is where that process is right now. Concurrently, out on the west coast of the United States, and also in Cozumel, there's eco guides that are being worked on by regional publishers, and that's the concept behind this. If you are part of a community that has ecotourism, you might have an interest in finding out how you could be part of the Eco Guide Network. You can go to ecoguides.info and find out more information about the publications that are there, but also find out more about how you might be able to get involved, because every destination has ecotourism to some degree. And oftentimes the tourism industry focuses on the bigger and the splashier activities. In Miami in particular, many people know about the waterside from a beach standpoint, the hotels and the clubs and the things of that nature. They know about restaurants and shopping. Certainly they know about the nightlife. But they don't know that Miami has an extensive artificial reef program, that there are a number of dive stores in the Miami area, and that there is an industry here. And so consequently, that'll be part of the focus when we get into the Miami-Dade Eco Guide. A lot of activities take place in the Everglades as well. Eco Guides are web-based sustainable ecotourism initiatives with special print editions, providing eco-minded travelers throughout North America and Europe with educational information to regional ecotourism, nature tours, and aquatic activities. There's also non-aquatic activities as well. Richard was recently in Arizona to initiate the project for an eco guide to Arizona. And obviously, it's not going to focus a whole lot on the water, although there are some extensive lakes and rivers and things that do have some activity out there that would be certainly considered ecotourism. By and large, it's desert activities, you know, hiking and biking and things of that nature. So there'll be a lot of that information as that Eco Guide to Arizona is developed. But for all intents and purposes, the topics vary by destination, of course. Eco Guides are distributed nationally and internationally via the Eco Guide displays at 8 adventure travel expos throughout the U.S. and 3 in Europe. There's 6 dive and travel expos that the Dive Industry Association attends, and they will have the Eco Guide there. And also, there's tourism promotion exhibits and a number of nationwide travel shows. Each of the tourism destinations that participate will have a supply of the books to pass out. And then they'll also be in local hotel and resort lobbies for people who are already in the destination to find out more about hiking and kayaking, river rafting, snorkeling, scuba diving, nature tours, surfing, wildlife, bird watching, rivers, waterfalls, mountains, valleys, surfing, windsurfing, fishing. All of them, and obviously they depend upon the destination, but those are environmentally oriented ecotourism activities. So if you're interested, find out more about it by going to EcoGuides, ecoguides.info. And you'll have an opportunity to learn a little bit more about how the guides are structured and what's involved. There is certainly a media page so that you can get a better idea of what's taking place. You know, it's pretty much of a franchise. Now, if you think about it from that standpoint, that you can be the regional publisher of an eco guide but you're connected to, you know, although it's an independent venture that's related to the Eco Guide on a larger scale, there's a lot of cross promotion. The production is handled by the Ocean Realm Media Group, and the distribution will also be handled by Ocean Realm Media. So you're really more involved with the personal contact on that level. Certainly the advertising sales is the responsibility of the regional publisher, but it's also an opportunity to get more involved, to get more awareness for your destination. The Florida Keys is the primary destination that we're talking about right now, and it's a very unique opportunity for people in the Florida Keys to get involved with a publication that will be distributed in many areas that a lot of those properties won't be involved in. From the website, just a couple lines of text that's there, America's paradise, the Florida Keys and Key West. As Homestead disappears from the rearview mirror, you sense the change. The road narrows. There's water on both sides. No tall buildings. No buildings at all for miles. Just an open expanse of nature with a concrete ribbon heading south. That's the way you go into the Florida Keys, south of Miami, going through Homestead and Florida City, on your way to the Florida Keys. And the Florida Keys are a very unique connection of five island groups. There's a different feel to each of them because they are, in essence, isolated in the sense that there's water around each group. They're connected by bridges. You start in Isla Mirada, and you go all the way down to Key West. Each one a slightly different character, each one a different collection of businesses and restaurants and various attractions, hotels, a lot of bed and breakfast. In fact, several of the properties are leading the way in the green initiative. The state of Florida has a designation for resorts and hotels that meet a certain standard, and many of the Florida Keys are certainly taking advantage of that. They want to protect the environment. There's many improvements that are going on in terms of waste distribution and disposal, sewage projects, things that are changing the dynamics of the Keys in many ways, but making them much better for the future. Certainly in the past, with small numbers of people, it wasn't too much of a concern, but as the population has increased, as the global presence and awareness has increased, the tourism is stronger, and there's a lot more people going down. Now, one of the things that the Florida Keys is best known for is scuba diving. There's an active artificial reef program. In fact, this past summer, the Vandenberg, a very large ship, 530 feet in length, was sunk as an artificial reef not too far, a mile and a half, 2 miles from Key West, in what would be considered relatively shallow water. Obviously, there has to be about 70 feet of water across the top of the highest structure, so it's not shallow by anybody's imagination. But when it comes to scuba diving, you can encounter the top of the structure and somewhere around the 60-foot level, I believe, and it might even be a little bit shallower than that. But at the bottom is about 130 feet down, and in between that, you make the transition from beginner diver to intermediate to technical diver. And so it caters to divers of all ability levels. Certainly the water is clear. There's a lot of marine life that's on it now. So the Vandenberg has become a world-class dive destination, helped the Keys to enhance their position as a world-class dive destination. Divers from around the world want to dive there. But on their way to Key West, they pass a number of ships in Isla Mirada, and Key Largo, which is the first of the island groups. And when you pass through Key Largo, there are several ships there, including the Duane and the Bibb, and other vessels that are in that area, then Isla Mirada, and on your way down to Key West, you pass several other locations as well. So hopefully the Vandenberg, from the tourism perspective in the Florida Keys, that's what they're counting on. At the DEMA convention, there's always a large contingent of exhibitors part of the pavilion or the area for the Florida Keys. We'll be focusing more attention on the exhibitors themselves next week when we talk a little bit about the DEMA convention, what is taking place from the seminar standpoint. We touched briefly on the seminars that are coming up on the opening day of the 4th, but there's seminars on the 5th and the 6th as well. So we'll touch on those next week as well. the DEMA convention information. If you're so inclined, you can find it at DEMA, D-E-M-A, show, S-H-O-W, .com, DEMAshow.com. And the other topics that we touched on today include Peter Sahn's publication, X-Ray Magazine, and also Richard Stewart's publication, Eco Guides. So we'll be talking more about those topics in future weeks. We're also going to touch on an interesting project that I've gotten involved with Gary Levine, ReefBuilder at gmail.com, ReefBuilder at gmail.com. He started to develop a project called Live Rock USA, and I've gotten involved with it because I think it's a great idea. It's really trying to replace some of the imported rock that goes into the aquariums and people of the United States that are importing or buying rock that is coming from Fiji and Tonga and other places in the Pacific, beautiful, pristine areas where it's become an industry now, a cottage industry, and maybe even larger in some places, where you take a crowbar and maybe small explosives out to a reef in shallow water and chip off large chunks of the living coral reef, and then you contribute it to a container of 40,000 pounds that's shipped to a distributor on the west coast of the United States, who then takes that rock and subsequently distributes it either directly to aquarium owners or to retail outlets that resell that rock. Well, that live rock is being ripped from the living coral of these exotic destinations. It will have a detrimental effect very soon. Well, Gary's venture, LiveRockUSA.com, you can buy live rock that is nurtured in the waters of Isla Mirada, essentially made in the U.S. if you look at it from that standpoint. It's coral that's taken from a quarry and land, placed out into the ocean. After a little while, life begins to reform on that rock, and it is live rock. And it replaces, as Gary likes to say, every pound that he sells replaces a pound that comes from Fiji or Tonga or some other exotic destination. And it's a personal issue. He was the founder and the developer of the project called the Atlantis Artificial Reef Project in the Key Biscayne Special Management Zone outside of Miami. It's been subsequently renamed as the Neptune Reef. You can find it as nrreef.com, and it's the world's only mixed-use artificial reef site. It combines artwork and statues, a place for divers to go and see things underwater where there was nothing but a barren ocean bottom, but also as a business model, it can contain the cremated remains of people who want to spend eternity in the ocean. From the exhibit standpoint area at DEMA, Safari Tours and Travel will be there, Sail Caribbean Divers, Sam's Tours, Sand Dollar Condominium Resorts, Scuba Dictionary of Publications and Educational Projects, Scuba Pro, Scuba Radio will be there, Scuba Iguana, Scuba News, all from the exhibit list of the DEMA convention coming up November 4th through the 7th. Jack's Diving Locker, Jellyfish Squish, Jewelry Haven, J.W. Fisher's Manufacturing, publications like Peter Sahn's X-Ray Magazine, tourist offices from Barbados and Belize and Bouchard International Diving Equipment will be there. A lot of exhibitors we'll talk a little bit more about next week as we get closer to the event. It's less than 6 days away. But this is Ken English, and I've been doing Eco Lounge from Miami, Florida. It's winding down now. We're into the last couple of minutes of the show. Thank you for listening. I hope that you'll tune in next week at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on blogtalkradio.com. If you'd like to know how to do a show on your own on the Blog Talk platform, check out Blog Talk Radio Made Easy. You can get in touch with me at ken@blogtalkradioguy.com. Ken, K-E-N, at blogtalkradioguy.com. So until next week, wishing you the best. I'm Ken English at Eco Lounge in Miami, Florida. The lounge is now closed.